New York couple Darlene and Lewis Edwards came to Maine to find peace and quiet, says their attorney David Soley. They thought they found it when they bought a waterfront home on the end of a secluded road in Owl's Head in 2011. But Soley says the Edwards soon discovered neighbors were also enjoying the beach in front of their home. They also drove up and down their driveway, which runs parallel to the shore.
They didn't mind allowing people to use their property with permission, but they felt that things were getting out of hand.
So the Edwards decided to sue both the town of Owl's Head and their neighbors. At issue in the case was the couple's desire for peace and privacy and a communal neighborhood's long history of shared use, where both year-round and seasonal families have developed strong friendships and freely access each other's properties.
There were two principal issues at stake in this case.
Attorney Bill Dale represented the town of Owl's Head. He says the first issue was whether the road the Edwards live on, Cooper's Beach Road, was public or private. The second issue was about the neighbors' rights.
Did the neighbors have the right to walk on Cooper's Beach Road? And secondarily, did the neighbors have the right to walk on the sandy beach adjacent to the road?
A Knox County Superior Court judge ruled that the road was established as a public easement in 1986. What that means is that neighbors can continue to walk and drive up and down the road. And though the judge said the public did not have prescriptive rights or the same kind of established rights to use the beach in front of Edwards' home, the judge did find neighbors have deeded rights to the shore. Dale says the practical effect of the ruling is that neighbors are allowed to boat and bathe on the beach.
They sort of lost the battle but won the war.
Essentially, not much has changed for the Edwards. Their attorney, David Soley, says they haven't decided yet whether to appeal.
I am disappointed and hopeful that this can be rectified in the future.
Another case involving public access to the shore drew attention earlier this year. The Maine Supreme Court sided with property owners protecting their access to Goose Rocks Beach in Kennebunkport. After a request from the town, the court agreed to reconsider, and a final decision hasn't been issued. Both the Goose Rocks and the Owl's Head decisions likely won't have statewide implications, says Eric Conrad of the Maine Municipal Association.
Our attorneys feel like it's just so hard to draw broad conclusions from property rights cases. In many cases, the facts on the ground in a particular beach or community is what determines the ruling.
Attorney for Owl's Head Bill Dale says the rule in Maine has been that if you use somebody else's property, you don't ultimately gain a prescriptive right, which is what users in Goose Rocks were looking for. If prescriptive rights were granted, says Dale, landowners that previously allowed access would likely start blocking use of their property. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.